Anywhere you look, it doesn't matter if you're in a northern climate, southern climate, there's some type of heating, cooling, or refrigeration equipment. And it's something that won't go away. You have to have somebody local right in the area to install and service and maintain these machines right where they are. And it's always in demand.
This has been a constant learning experience for me. It has been great.
In my opinion, the HVAC program at Athens Tech is excellent. Obviously, one of the instructors there is literally the guy that wrote the book.
Welcome to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. This is where you'll discover how the program at Athens Tech can connect you with in-demand and high-paying careers. Today, we're going to look at the HVAC program at Athens Tech with the program chair, current students, and some graduates. So, let's get started by meeting our first guest and get an overview of the program.
I'm Coleman Simmons. I'm the program chair of air conditioning technology at Athens Technical College. And we basically oversee and teach students about air conditioning, refrigeration, ventilation, heating, different types of systems, installing systems, maintaining systems, servicing. We cover the fundamentals all the way through to hands-on installation, troubleshooting, and repair. We're a very hands-on program. We try to be as comprehensive as we can so that students can learn hands-on skills that they can carry straight to the field.
So, Coleman, Athens Techs give students basically a leg up because you have real machines for hands-on training?
We do. The students actually train on real live air conditioning equipment. We have a rather large lab. In fact, we're moving in 2 weeks into a brand new lab and facility that will be much larger with a lot more new equipment than what we even currently have. But even still, yes, we have air conditioners. We have all types of air conditioners, from mini splits to package systems to residential equipment, commercial equipment, as well as refrigeration equipment, ice machines, coolers, freezers. We work on everything so that they learn the fundamentals of not only the fundamentals of each type system, but they also work on each type system, the same type of equipment that they would out they're actually going to be working on in the field.
And want to mention another huge advantage for students to be in this program then?
Yes. So, and there are several programs within the state and within other private institutions that often focus mainly on the, I would call it the book learning portion. And sometimes labs there may just be computer simulation only. But yes, even though virtual technology is good, until you actually hold the components in your hand, actually do the, for example, soldering and brazing yourself with the torches in your own hand and actually get a feel for it, there's a big difference. There's a big gap there between just learning and virtually seeing how things work and actually doing it yourself. And many of the employers like the fact that our students actually work with the actual stuff in their hand, learning on the actual machines, just like they'll be doing in the field.
All right, thanks, Coleman. Let's move on and talk to some current students. First up is Daniel Ricks.
My name is Daniel, and I'm a current student at Athens Tech in the HVAC program.
So, Daniel, why did you enroll in the HVAC program at Athens Tech?
Because HVAC is a continuous, it's constantly growing, and there's a lot to learn, and the world is always going to need air conditioning, heat, or refrigeration.
Did you enroll after high school?
No, this is something that I've done later. I enrolled last August of last year of 2022, and I've went full-time since then. So it's been a pretty tough journey, but I've been trying to get it knocked out going full-time.
Can you tell us about your experience and how it's been so far?
It's great. The instructor, Coleman Simmons, is probably one of the best instructors I've seen, not only because of his knowledge, but he is so patient with his students and takes time to teach them.
What is this class like for you?
Yeah, so when I started last year, I was going 2 days a week, and they were pretty full days. The first day was totally lecture, and then the other day was our lab work. But as you get farther into the course, there's little lecture and more labs, which is great because the hands-on experience is where you really learn.
Thanks, Daniel. We'll talk with you in just a little bit. So let's talk with another student.
So my name is Will Kirkland. I am a student here at Athens Technical College in the Air Conditioning Technology program. I've been in this program for about 2 years now. I work at Trust Heating and Air out in Loganville. I started with them before I came here at Athens Tech. Basically, especially with the younger classes, I help Coleman out a lot with the younger classes, with the beginning classes, really.
Now, you mentioned you're already working. What are you looking to do with the classes you're taking?
My future plan is actually planning on getting my associate's degree in air conditioning technology. And I plan on getting enough experience in the field to actually come back to Athens Tech and teach with Coleman.
And why did you choose this program?
I actually chose the program because really it came to me actually, I didn't know what I was going to do in my senior year of high school. And my economics teacher, we had to do a project and we had to pick a career and make a life on that career. And he mentioned air conditioning and HVAC. So I started looking it up and I actually gained a fondness for it from that.
What do you like most about the HVAC program?
The most thing I like about it is definitely helping out and being with the students and also learning with the students as well. I'm a very kind of a people person. I love to be around people. It's very fun. I definitely have to say, and learning of so much, not just with our heating and air conditioning systems, but also ice machines as well, is a big part.
All right, thanks, Will. Now let's meet and catch up with some Athens Tech grads.
My name's Cliff Byrne. I'm the service manager at Stanfield Air Systems. Had a pretty diverse career throughout my life, but definitely found my niche and my home in heating and air. So,
when did you graduate?
Actually graduated in the spring of 2020.
What's your story about deciding to enroll at Athens Tech, specifically the HVAC program?
Well, yeah, actually, I went to school right when I graduated high school, went to college and, took some liberal arts stuff and just wasn't sure of, what I wanted to do at that point in my life. I ended up moving down to Georgia from upstate New York, which was, I had to get away from the snow. So came down here and I just worked construction for quite a few years. And when that turned, had the downturn, I got into retail management. Which it was fine. It was a good job. It's a pretty good career, but it wasn't conducive for a happy life, in my opinion. So I needed a change. And I've always, like I said, I used to work in construction. I've always had a passion for fixing things and physics, really, is science and stuff like that. And so as I was looking for a trade to get into, I came across heating and air and saw that, I can physically do stuff and fix stuff, and it has a science involved in it as well, which was really intriguing. And so I, decided to make that change in my life in my 40s and really enjoyed it. Like, just really found that was something that I enjoyed and had a passion for.
Your time in Athens Tech, can you talk about your experience?
In my opinion, the HVAC program at Athens Tech is excellent. Obviously, one of the instructors there is literally the guy that wrote the book, being Carter Stanfield, who is an extremely intelligent man. So the theory and the science behind it was very well taught and very well explained, but putting my hands on stuff is what really tied it together. You can read a book and think about theory and, how things are supposed to work all day long, but until you actually put your hands on it and work on the machines that they have in the labs and have people like Mr. Coleman Simmons and Mr. Jack Parsons, who now is retired, putting in these bugs into these systems and drive you crazy trying to figure out what they did to it, that's when the rubber hits the road. That's when everything makes sense as a student and as a new technician in the heating and air field.
Now, everyone has their own story of how they enrolled at Athens Tech. Let's meet our other grad.
My name is Daniel Warnow. Currently do HVAC refrigeration as my professional job. And I finished Athens Tech about a year ago, and everything's been doing good.
Daniel, let's talk about your training and how that's been a benefit for you.
Honestly, Coleman and the instructors there, very hands-on. Coleman's probably one of the best instructors I've had, just overall, like maybe like after high school and all, and just every experience was really great. I had a benefit of working in the field and going to school, so I got to see, like, Athens Tech's very good about teaching you the essentials you need to know, foundation of understanding how the equipment works. And it's, I mean, Coleman does a great job organizing the program, and everything's pretty much, you know, step by step walkthrough. And then there are some things that are a little bit different just field wise versus in the classroom, because in the classroom is very controlled, but it's pretty great. I benefited very well from learning in school just how the actual stuff actually works versus, and then applying that in the field, and is very helpful.
How long were you at Athens Tech?
I did 2 years. I mean, I was very, but I also needed to work. So I did the probably about 3-4 classes a semester. And then mostly I liked it at Athens Tech because you had the afternoon options, which was great. So I would work all day on certain days and then go into class in the evenings. Some days were long hours, but it was definitely, it worked perfect for me, my situation.
How has your training helped you with your current job?
Very beneficial. I got the foundations for understanding just not just like AC equipment or like heating and air equipment, but also understanding certain styles of equipment, split systems, package. And what was really nice, well, while working in the fields, I was able to progress in my job. So I feel like I, you know, went from just like kind of like a helper status to more of a service tech now, you know, and I've been able to get, you know, raise advancements. Like, so I got, I feel like in the education, and for some people, if they can, like my situation, if you can go to school and work in the field, like if, as long as the employer, usually, luckily for my job, my employer is pretty flexible. And I mean, and he really promoted it too. He really, you know, encouraged me to stay into it, which I was going to intentionally, but it's nice to do that. And so, like I said, it's really easy to kind of get raises, make up more money, learn both sides of the field. Some service techs don't know that. They don't know like the background stuff, because a lot of guys don't go to tech school, at least from what I've noticed. They've been doing it for 30 years or so. Some of them didn't even go to tech school.
And what recommendations would you give to somebody thinking about enrolling in the HVAC program?
I mean, if someone is really interested and just like, I kind of think of it like just hands-on, you know, you want to work a great job with future, you know, enhancements, like you have a chance to progress, that I'd highly suggest going to school. And I highly suggest going to Athens Tech with Coleman Simmons as the department head. He's really great. Even the other instructors there, everyone, I mean, are very helpful there. So if you like hands-on, like being out in the field, kind of doing just like, I mean, it's a good learning experience to be out in the field.
Going back to you, Daniel, as a current student, what's your future plan?
Well, I started with a local HVAC company back in May of this year, and I've been working part-time with them because they know that I'm in school, so they've worked well with me on that. And actually, this semester will end my HVAC courses. I'll be done. And then in the spring, I just have an English course that's online, but I'm fixing to go full time with the company that I'm with.
And what would you say to somebody that's thinking of enrolling in the HVAC program?
I would definitely pick Athens Tech. One, because of the instructors, because of Coleman there. I've known some other people that went to, there's a technical college in Griffin, I believe, and they just weren't impressed with it and said that they didn't learn anything, but this has been a constant learning experience for me. It has been great.
And finally, student Will, what would you say to somebody that is thinking about enrolling in the HVAC program at Athens Tech?
I would have to say, and which this was told to me, HVAC ain't for everyone. It's not. It's a hard, very hard line of work, but the outcome is so rewarding. The much that you can learn, people go into plumbing or electrical. HVAC does all of that. We do piping, we do electrical work, we do installation, and we do everything. And we do kind of welding as well.
Coleman, as the program chair, I'll give you the last thought of this. And what you think about the HVAC program, and what would you say to somebody that is interested in going into this program?
One thing I like to point out is when a field, and it continues on what we just mentioned, is job security. This is a very transferable job. These skills are useful in many different areas, but it can go anywhere in the country and honestly anywhere in the world. I like to say, take refrigeration, for example. Every single restaurant has refrigeration. Multiple ice machines, multiple refrigeration units, the grocery store industry, the market industry, there's refrigeration, heating and cooling galore there. Everywhere you look, it doesn't matter if you're in a northern climate, southern climate, there's some type of heating, cooling, or refrigeration equipment. And it's something that won't go away. You have to have somebody local right in the area to install and service and maintain these machines right where they are. And it's always in demand. So it's always going to be a high demand field. It does pay very well, especially the more specialized you are and the more skills you learn. And that's why we really encourage our students to learn as many skills and sharpen their skills as much as they can. Because usually the more you know, the more you earn. And so it's a great field. It will never go away. You always have it. There's always high demand, both in the residential and commercial and industrial sector. And it's a fun job. It's not monotonous, especially a technician, let's say. You're usually moving around from one place to another. You're never looking at the same thing twice. And so you get to see new places, see new people each day. Each job's different. And I really like that because it just breaks up what would otherwise be a job where you're just sitting somewhere doing the same thing day after day after day. It's a very, like I said, diverse field. It's very, I call it exciting. And you get a lot of satisfaction. For example, take something that's not working, fix it, and now it's working, and you have a very happy customer. You have a good sense of accomplishment because you can see, you could say, the fruits of your labor. For what you just did, you can actually see a system that is working, and it's self-fulfilling to stand back and think, I made that work. I did that.
Thanks for listening to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. For more information on the HVAC program, be sure to visit athenstech.edu.